You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Cypher Kingdom in the building. We'll be bringing them in a minute. First, we have some announcements to make. The Shimmy Combs Contribute to the Culture episode is now live, lfodradio.com. That's episode 67. That means there's 66 others, and that means you've got some listening to do if you are not up to date. So check that out. We've basically had, we've been shining the spotlight, creating a platform for a lot of talented artists up here in New England. And you can hear from most of them on the website right now. We still got a back catalog coming. I think next week we're going to drop the Trap Music Orchestra episode. I don't want to commit to that yet, but it's probably happening. And anyway, like I said, lfodradio.com. You can hear all the ciphers. All the episodes, all the ciphers are at soundcloud.com/LFOD, Rex, Time and Lep, Alumni Cipher Series, which is coming back in July. Producers, submissions at LFODradio.com. We got the first wave of MCs confirmed. We're going to announce that tomorrow. Also on the SoundCloud, the likes and reposts playlist, definitely worth checking out. And the New England Hip Hop playlist. We also have like phone interviews and basically, long story short, we can't post the full episodes on SoundCloud because of time restrictions and the fact that we play music. So if it's a phoner or something short, we put that up there. Ciphers we seem to get away with, except for Pete Rock doesn't like us using his beats. We have a show coming up, 6/16/16, lfodmusic.com. Learn more about that. That's going to be nuts. Rael, Tim Nyan, Rec Shop Movement, music by DJ Poppy Laced, and it's going to be sick. 6/16/16, if you've rocked with us at all, you should be there. We've been building this platform. We started with the radio. We did the Alumni Cypher series, connected mad MCs, producers, etc. Now we're taking it to the stage, so definitely come out and support. And yeah, we're going to get right into this, though. So we got some music to play. This is new from Jamil Malik. It's called Better Life. Watch out for Jamil. You can hear more about him on the Black Fist Game podcast up on lfodradio.com.
Hey, yo, let the needle scratch until the day I get my people back. Reborn all my dawns in Cheeto Black. Tainted hearts and train of thoughts on evil tracks. Steamroll, I bring cold, hope it's an even match. Got reattached to the lost chosen. I'm too hard-headed to be soft-spoken. Tell them the bar's open. I'm water-walking over frost smoking. In a fixed system with fixed incomes to get a law broken. But wait a minute, I'm 60 seconds away. I mean, your favorite rapper's only got 60 seconds to pray. No disrespect, but even if Diddy stepped in the play, you can expect a fresh set of death roses every day. Cause it's all eyes on me against them all. I'm borderline throwing my freedom against the wall. Miller, trace lines to the mudslides of the world. No cosigns, referrals, just blood diamonds. So as the sun rays beam, I'ma shed the light. Sometimes I gotta wait for dreams to go to bed at night. But live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. It's either that you always wrong or you never right. Cause ain't no way no one can tell me what my heaven's like. I live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. Yes, sir. Yeah, let the needle scratch. It's hip-hop, tell the people that they being distracted by what they see in that. You see a trap, I see a hold on my dynasty. And what you call a riot, I call a hope for society. You say blasphemy, I say rhapsody. I'm greater than a Gatsby, never fall into tragedy. And one day that'll be classic, but for now I'm in a war with life, getting my ass kicked up and down. I got a house full of pain, I jump around. Cause if I dumb it down, I'ma remain in the underground. But hey, it's a hard life, but I've been in there, so I'm in here with a wolf pack, snatching the wall after the chin hairs. Got a fam to support. What's the damage report? Trying to manage my fort. Got my hands to the north without a prayer, huh? But I prize fight for the prize.
profit. Searching for a God to box. So as the sun rays beam, I'ma shed the light. Sometimes I gotta wait for dreams to go to bed at night. But live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. It's either that you always wrong or you never right. Cause ain't no way no one can tell me what my heaven's like. I live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. Yes, sir.
Let's get busy, you know what I'm talking about? This here is my ceremony flow. A lot of MCs getting capped up. Before I wrote verses, my people were getting wrapped up. Same old in my whip, getting stacked up. On my way to the stoop, toe rise, load the track up. Lap up, it's what I tell the hoes, cause we riding out. Stood for 20 minutes, figured out what the mind's about. The lion is out, woke me on my slumber. Think raw when you hear my voice. Clear as thunder, need bread, no wonder they try to hold me under. Seen them steady block and develop the little jumper. That's Tone son, plan on having a long run. If you shopping for souls, you came for the wrong one. Front line, Poppy, I never fronted. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it. Cash on delivery, I send a text back. If it's over, that's on me, no coming back. It's the reeking, speaking and breathing the living fact. If you ask them, they probably tell you it's all rap. My comrades come out of pocket, it's all stacked. Like the late great, say grace and get fat. Right, now who wanna come test us? Came in that big black thing like hitting pressures. Learn game, earn name, apply pressure. Fly further, UFO and rise merger. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you said I'm overlooked. Must be these flights I'm on, cause now I look over money till the night is gone. And it won't stop till the early morn. I hit a lick, won't spend a chip type. I'm on. Life changed since my daughter was born. Weather the storm and get to where I'm going. Reap the fruit of my lawns. You on the island all alone, ain't nobody to call. I burn weed and roars at the light by the law. Finger for the cause, aware I'm a boss. Took full responsibility on every loss. Not gang, guess I pay my cost. No pain, flow flame, mix propane, they hit my balls. Quick blow, like hoes, hopping into the car. Sunshine like one, I plan on getting this far. Hit the stage and keep the crowd ajar. That's why I stand out all on my own in the crowded yard. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it.
What else, man?
Eternal King, spit a lungy at the screen. My posse on I bring it back to naughtiness by nature. Audience, they garbage bits of danger. Back to folk up and meet Jamaica. Let that whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe. True, true, true. Rex got the recipe. True. Rex got the recipe. True, true, true. Rex got the recipe. True. Rex got the recipe. True, true. Let the whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe. True, true, true. Rex got the recipe. Prototype of the chosen, holding the mic. The voice the audience likes. My boys avoided the life of the poisonous noise at night. Through the flight, it get cold as ice. The prophet's reading you rights like you're criminal options. Minimal, simple roll of the dice. Chances microscopic. Profit. Everybody's advice is the best advice in their optics. They know it all in their eyes. To the moment they realize that the steady sharpening knives protect against army cannons. Problems are 99 and they and wanna talk. It's less shoe fit than sport it. It's useless to loosen nooses and still be naughty. Sugar becoming corpses. Ducking from blammer torches. But swear to Jehovah. Your power equals stampede of horses. Forcing it with the falseness. Poses where they important. Rare breed of MC, a disciple of the anointed. The picture of pain is pointed. So vivid the image noted. Cross T's, dot I's on it. Planted the seed is sowed it.
All the issues gon' start balancing out. You know what I mean? It's nothing but authenticity.
It's a brand new one from Rex, produced by Knots. That's off Greatest X, coming soon. An album I am very excited about. He said it's his best one yet. That man has a catalog, so if he's saying that, then pretty good stuff. Before that, we had a new one from Roz Beats called Frontline, featuring Fev. That's just some random dude who emailed me, and he said he had a bunch of cool stuff going on, so we listened to the song. It was good. You can do that too. Submissions at lfodradio.com. And we kick things off with the homie Jamil Malik with Better Life, produced by production team out of Hong Kong, I'm being told, from our correspondent Chronic Tone. We got Cypher Kingdom in the building. You boys want to introduce yourselves?
Yo, peace. My name is Seti Zoo of the Cypher Kingdom.
Nag Daddy, ST Nag, man. Cypher Kingdonian.
Chronic Tone.
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 That's what I'm talking about. What's up, boys? So
what's up, Sam?
Two of you guys are veterans of the LFOD experience. SD, you're new to the show here.
Peace.
I got a few questions, because even though I've been kind of in the loop about what's going on, it's still been pretty mysterious to watch unfold. So what is Cypher Kingdom?
Well, Cypher Kingdom is our collective that we put together behind a similar mindset, which is focus on the elements of ciphering, man. Just getting out there and just kicking flows off the top, you know what I'm saying? And not just going out there and just, you know, kicking flows off the top and just, you know, but being nice.
Right.
Actually keeping ciphers hot. You know, because anybody can have a cipher, but we actually cipher with the intention of having a hot cipher. Make sure that the ciphers is the best thing
you
that
say
it could possibly
stuff.
Be.
You say yeah. stuff.
Well, I mean, I think everybody says something, but it's as far as the mechanics of the cipher. I mean, you know, cipher mechanics is something that, you know, a term that you probably won't even hear outside of a clique like us. We talking about bringing the science to the cipher. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Having a knowledge and a wisdom about the cipher, so that, you know, you already know them Cypher Kingdom cats coming around, there's gonna be some tight cipher. And it ain't just about being a nice rapper, it's about knowing how to interact with others in a cipher.
And if I can speak to the other hand of the Cypher Kingdom, which is, yes, like Cypher Kingdom is a three-part component trifecta group, you know, but it's also when it's a show at Cypher Kingdom, it's the three of us, but sometimes we throw a Cypher Kingdom event, and at that point, we're just letting certain groups of artists know, or we're having people send representatives from their cliques to wherever we're holding the Cypher Kingdom, which we try to keep low profile and a short notice on.
I like how you said interacting within the cypher, because we've all been there. If you do anything with hip hop, you've probably tried freestyling or you've done something like that, and you've been in the cypher, and there's like, you're having a conversation. It's not like you, there's people who go into it though and they're just like, nah, I'm just here, I'm doing this, and everyone else doesn't exist. But really, you're having a conversation with each other. I think. Am mm-hmm. I wrong? Is that what well, is that what you mean by interacting? Can be like
well, see, this
not hogging it, not like, you know, passing it around?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, see, I think that, you know, in general, the hip hop community is heading into, you know, kind of back into the whole embracing the whole underground science.
Well, there's no money anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, there's no. So it's like, you know, things are kind of going back to the root, and I think we just the general hip hop community just needs kind of to be re-educated on the science of the cipher. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because ciphers are starting to pop up, and people are doing ciphers, and like
not doing it right.
I'm not going to say that they're not doing it right, but I, for one, I follow tradition and add on in respect to tradition. And, you know, the way that things were when I came up in the hip hop culture, it actually, with the cipher, it was instrumental. It was instrumental in who I am as a person today. Just the idea of being the person that is going to rap now. And, you know, nobody was saying, hey, it's, you know, it's your turn to rap now.
And it's okay now, if you don't, you know, do that great.
You know, it's just like, there's people rapping there. How are you going to get in there? Sometimes cats would be like, yo, I'm going to kick the beatbox. You know, you never had confidence to grab this mic before or grab the cipher. You kick the beatbox, and then now suddenly you made yourself into the circle.
Right.
And then you could kind of hop in. So I say that, you know, the whole interacting thing is about having that natural or that connection with the rest of the people that
That's
is
right.
in the cipher and around you, so that you know when to come in, you know when somebody is, you know what I'm saying, you could pass it off. I don't like passing the mic. Somebody has to take the mic.
Right.
I never got the mic passed to me. And by the mic, I mean just the center.
I never got the center. That's right.
And that's
the
old school.
You
got to
pop come in, yo.
You come
yo,
into the cipher. If you come into the cipher, you're coming in hungry and sharp.
Right.
Coming
and
in
you
hungry and sharp.
You
and the next person
that,
who you may have cut off, they respect you as well.
As you cut them off.
Like that.
Yeah. It's about keeping the cipher hot.
Right.
Keeping the cipher hot.
I mean, people that get to experience an actual hip-hop cipher where, you know, you have a group of MCs that are, you know, they're going to flow together. Like, once you end up passing this certain point where you have this breakthrough and you become like a socialized MC, it's just a different feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different wavelength that people begin to operate on when they understand what it means to be in a collaborative cipher where I can jump in a cipher in any state with any amount of people. They don't have to know me at all. And I will find my way in, make my mark, and they'll never forget me. Or these two guys, which is, you know, the vision behind Cypher Kingdom is let's show them how we do it based on what we believe in, and also let's give people the opportunity to join. So if you play bass, play along with the DJ, and then maybe we'll cut the DJ off and just have you and the drummer go, you know, something like that. So you create this whole interactive experience where it's not any one person's show. We're gonna be doing a lot of shows where we might have an honorary headliner. So we'll honor Uncle Sam for his service to, you know, the FM radio airwaves. Yeah, you, anybody, man, anybody that deserves honor. And then we'll basically cipher it out for the night and get as many talented people as we know, document it, and then at the end of the night, you do a set.
Word. Well, here's my question. I'm glad you started saying that. So what should people expect from you? Like, why should people tune in? What is your plan? Are you going to be doing events? Are you going to be popping up at random things? Will you be throwing shows? Like, why should people know about the Cypher Kingdom?
So basically, you want to stay hip to the Cypher Kingdom because we're popping up everywhere. We're going and doing things in New York. You know, I mean, we do things around Boston. We always show up, you know, I mean, together and individually at different events to contribute. You know, rec shop events. We're heavily, you know, rec shop affiliated. Mm-hmm. But basically the big difference with what you want to look out for and what you have already seen is a lot of the cipher activities that are going on, you know what I mean, right now are just, you know, they're fun, they're cool, they're somewhat interactive, you know what I mean? But we're really refining the cipher and expanding it, you know what I mean, and ornamenting it. So in comparison, you know what I mean, you might have been exposed to some ciphers or some stuff on the YouTube or live in the subway or wherever, but we're really going to take that that Happy Meal sized sort of, you know, package, that lunch package, and turn it into like a 5-course meal and develop it, you know what I'm saying, and have, you know what I mean, extra, you know, side dishes and sort of a nice presentation of, you know what I mean? Like a nice presentation of, but it's in a cipher structure.
Listen, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
This is the bottom line. We didn't agree to name this thing Cypher Kingdom for no reason. So those are shoes that we're gonna fill.
Right. You better. Right.
And I'm saying, man, there's the only people that can call themselves an authority over the Cypher Kingdom, because the Cypher Kingdom includes everybody, is say someone that's been ciphering for 20 years or such, you know, and has been throwing ciphers. Somebody like Toni Blackman out in Harlem. She's been holding cipher workshops out there. We've been going there, learning, administering, all that, you know, exchanging ideas. And we have our thing back here, the Freestyle Clinic. I mean, you really don't get much more street credit than that when you have a weekly, you know, like, freestyle session that is actually open doors. It's not exclusive. You know, we're not like, you can't come in here. Who are you? People come in all the time. We don't know who they
and
are.
And it's legit.
So where can you do that?
And it's an what environment, too. Like, the Freestyle Clinic is an environment, too, that's similar where, you know, I mean, you have some older cats sort of orchestrating and, like, leading with example. And the young cats get hungry, and they come in, and they do their thing, mm-hmm. too. You know, they have time to practice.
And they get to learn.
And then,
and
you know.
And expand. And then you see them. You see them go from whatever they thought they were doing to being on time, counting bars, and suddenly developing multiple styles. And once I see that happening, I'm like, well, this is why I do this every week.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch a little closer back on a question that you asked about what people can expect from us. for one, if you see, you know, STNAC, if you see Chronic, if you see SETI, you know, you're going to expect that we got off-the-head rhymes on the spot at any time, on beat, off beats, aggressive, competitive, non-competitive, any time. For one, that's just dealing with... That's just the thing that brought us together. That's just the thing that brought us together.
Yeah, that's the
thing. You know what I'm saying? But as far as what you're going to see in the future from us, events, man. Prepare for the Cypher Kingdom events. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like nothing that you've seen before. For the most part, because, you know, there's great ideas all over the place that perhaps have not been properly marketed.
And there are great ciphers, too, but they're not us.
We're gonna spark a different type of party. A different type of party with a different type of setup, with a different type of format that is based and centered around the science of the cipher. Mm.
The vibe.
You know what I'm saying?
Basically,
and I don't want to give it out.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I don't want to give it out.
But
the events are coming, and they're going to be inclusive. They're going to be based around the cipher. There will be features, and they will be dope.
That's what's
guaranteed.
Up. And you can come if you're not even an MC. If you want to observe, it's not like... That's what I think is important. Is like, you guys aren't just trying to... You're not just doing this for yourselves to have your, like, stand in a circle with each other and have... Not that it's not fun, but people can come. It's going to be a show. It's going to be a performance.
Yeah,
it's
for the culture.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, I have to bring bars and come, like, do this with them. It's not
for
like,
all musicians.
It's not some back room stuff. It's right out in, you know, on front. It's the first time I've done that in a long time.
Ah, because you're excited. Because, yo, this is for all musicians, all artists, painters, bass players, keyboardists, organ players, it doesn't matter. Like, if you can bring what you have to contribute and sneak your way into what we're doing, let's do that. Let's document it.
Violins, dope.
Yeah.
I've rhymed over violins and banjos.
I would love
with
that.
Random people just...
I rap over a banjo.
Banjo sounds sick.
Yeah.
Banjo sounds awesome.
Pull out a sitar.
I got your guy.
You know
got
that
your guy,
sound
actually.
when the record gets to the end and the needle just keeps skipping?
Yeah.
I'll rap over that.
Well, we got some broken turntables. We can figure that out. So I want to play a song real quick. So we're going to play, Seti, we're going to play AKA K9.
Because
I play this whenever I can. I actually play your other joint a lot, though, Cardboard Hearts. But this one is the anthem, Seti, AKA K9. We'll be back with the Cypher Kingdom right after this. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Zoo!
Yes, Seti, the AKA. We about to dish it up. Don't mind my style. Don't nobody sound like me. That's just how I get down. Don't mind my eyes. They might look cold to you, but they sure feel warm to me. Don't feel alright, but I'd rather live my life. Be what you want me to be. Can't change me, I'm too crazy. The world I grew up in raised me. So amazing what people find sickening lately. That shit don't even faze me. Guess I'm filthy, but when you're brought up in mud, the shower makes you feel lucky. I ain't debt free, but I'ma get that rent up. No matter how bad that it kills me or who I kill. And I ain't had to go to college to beat your damn ass with knowledge. So what if I'm tarnished? I don't need no shoe polish, 'cause I'm a hard head regardless. So cut my cable and cut my lights. See, I'm a pen slice under candlelights. I still make power moves with power tools. I just spit on tracks, you thought my bowels moved. Yo, it's Steady, a.k.a. K-9. We about to get up. Don't mind my style, don't nobody sound like me. That's just how I get down. Don't mind my eyes, they might look cold to you, but they should feel warm to me. I don't feel alright, but I'd rather live my life than be what you want me to be. I got instincts, boy, I trust them. Nowadays with the way cats are bustin', get rolled on while you ride the bus, man. Careful, can't be careless in Boston. Not no more, anybody could touch you. If you don't know me, don't come up to. I knew this one cat with a B-hat who couldn't give me dap, 'cause he couldn't get his right hand out of the brass knuckles in his coat pocket. Then he opened the gold locket, a picture of his brother who passed. Many told me to peep it, said it's been like one incredible task, just trying to keep it. And he's still reaching, rolling dice. And summertime can be as cold as ice, and these streets are bad. You can get beat to bags, just trying to keep what you have. Yeah, it's steady, a.k.a. K-9. We about to dish up. Don't mind my style, don't nobody sound like me. That's just how I get down. And don't mind my eyes, they might look cold to you, but they should feel warm to me. Might not be right, but I'd rather live my life than be what you want me to be. Yeah. Extraterrestrial.
We'll talk about that another time. We're back with Cypher Kingdom, LFOD Radio. We got SETI, a.k.a. K9, SD Nack, Chronic Tone. SETI.
Hey, everybody out there in your cars.
In your cars, on your phones.
In your cars.
On the TuneIn app. You can listen all over. It's real easy. So, we've been talking about Cypher Kingdom. You guys are the kings of that kingdom, and you're bringing it. It's a nomadic kingdom that could pop up at any place, any time.
We prefer to be called masters.
Masters?
Zoo.
Masters of your domain. All right.
Of our crafts.
Of your craft.
Yeah. There's no kings in Cypher Kingdom. We're all kings.
We're all zoo. So we're all a master of our
Yeah, crafts. What's with the name change? Let's talk about that, because you've been on here. You have a podcast at lfodradio.com. You've been on a few times. People are kind of familiar with you, but bring us up to date. We have a new name.
So I had... originally started like out as an MC, as a freestyler. I didn't really have a name. I chose K9, and then, time went on, and I reverted to a childhood name of mine that certain people only called me, like real family people, and they call me SETI. So I was SETI, a.k.a. K9, hence the anthem. And now I just feel like, at this point, I've mastered the craft, and a lot of people, they associate Zhu, spelled T-Z-U, they associate that with Sun Tzu, the Art of War.
Right.
I associate it personally with Lao Tzu, author of the 86 Sayings of Lao Tzu, the Tao, Tao. And, so it just really means Lao Master. So it's like saying SETI Master or Master SETI. It's a very common add-on to any names. It's not like I said Sifu, like I'm some kind of martial arts instructor, you know what I mean?
Right.
We're not eating a lot of seafood and calling each other Sifu, but, as far as Zhu, I just felt like it's, there's another guy out there named Set, there's some other people named SETI in Cali, I need to separate myself.
So that's the official name.
It's my
now.
Last name, yeah. SETI had to have a last name. It can't just be K9. SETI K9, So it's SETI Zhu. So
can we still call you K9 from time to time?
I don't care. Yeah, if you want the dog to come out, but I just prefer SETI.
Don't make the wolf come out.
But whatever. Keep it peaceful.
People call me a lot of names. Just don't listen to them.
Yeah, no, I always tell you that. I don't care what people say about you. They're good.
Wolf so, man.
Wolf D.
They call me Wolf genitalia.
Here's the thing. Seti, when he gets into his real heavy Cypher Zoo mode, and he, like, you know, the, you know how the sharks, their eyelids go out when they start hunting? He goes into this mode, and he turns into a wolf. Yo, he goes from canine, like, a, like normally he's a
he's
friendly
like
guy.
He's like four animals
but then
once.
He goes
he's
to
sharks,
a complete
wolves.
Savage, you know what I mean? And we all have that mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
he
we
goes
like
into
to,
hair-biting mode. When Seti goes into hair-biting hair mode, you don't want to be in... You don't want to be in the parameters.
Depending on your genetics.
But the like kingdom to, is overall I mean? A welcoming
Yeah,
thing.
No. I was going to say is
your head
we all
get
have
bit
a very...
off if you get out of line,
no,
I'm guessing.
No. I was saying
no.
It's
no,
the
he'll bite your hair.
If he's out of line, that's different.
He's not
going to
bite your head off, just the hair.
No one's getting out of line.
In a playful manner.
We set a bar and a standard that people want to kind of, they want to collaborate and join in and show off their skill, not so much master somebody else. You're trying to master yourself.
Here's the thing.
I haven't mastered anyone else. I've mastered myself.
And that most people can't even do that.
Is that we're presenting an energy and bringing it out of other people as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? By like, you know, just being really raw and rashing and having that dope energy, we, you know...
It's infectious, it's infectious, man. It's contagious.
Yeah, the sickness. Yeah,
you know? I'm caught on hair biter, to be honest. That sounds like one of those like... Nordic like troll names.
So let's say
like
you're with
Seti,
a girl, you know.
Hairbiter.
Let's say you're with a girl.
Like some name
you've
from like
you know, you've been together before. It's, you know, you have a relationship with this girl. You're sexually active. Can we say sex on the air?
Yeah. You
and
just
let's
can't
just
describe
say,
it.
Let's just say, you know, yeah, let's say okay. I won't describe it,
he
but there could be some
hair biting.
Have you ever seen a wolf get down? You should really Google that.
During mating
Google
season.
That on the internet.
They get very aggressive.
All right. Everyone's going to have so many, they're going to put on so many FBI watch lists for Googling all this wolf whatever. Anyway, so,
we got you, bro.
Yeah, everyone's on it. So,
Uncle Sam, you are my uncle.
Dude, people tell me that. It's like, you're the only uncle in my phone.
People have been calling me Uncle Seti now.
Yeah, man, as they should.
All these kids at the freestyle.
Uncle Seti, Uncle Sam, and we got, you know, Brother Glass from that fateful day we all met. Anyway, so we know what's up with the Seti. I like the name change, by the way, man. That's dope.
I'm glad you did.
I haven't really gotten to talk to you about that, so I knew it signified some sort of change. Yeah.
I like
the beard.
Well,
you're a spiritual being. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's coming in.
You going to start a microbrewery?
Man, I'm not going to get into the slander I've been getting lately about craft IPAs and
I'm looking for a stout, man. A nice
right
rich
IPAs are played
stout,
out. That's
man.
The thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's got an IPA. So I made some hot sauce the other night. That's what I'm doing. Craft hot sauce.
Wow.
So,
All right.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Start Listen. With that. We'll okay. get to the beers.
Uncle Sam's hot sauce.
Man.
Uncle Sam's
right?
hot
I like
sauce.
Soup.
You're
Uncle
like,
Sam's hot sauce.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
they like.
SD Max mic is so much louder
they
than
like,
mine.
Because I turned them up.
Check. 1, 2,
no,
1,
you're
2.
You're good. Turn
okay,
up your headphones.
Cool. Oh, there we go.
Anyway, so that's what's up. Uncle Sam's hot sauce coming soon.
Coming soon.
Got you. Pause. So, Chronic. Now we're gonna rush through this part so we can get us some rhyming. Chronic, you sent me 3 instrumentals. You got a new tape coming out. I'm going to play one of these, and then we're going to talk about the tape.
Do it.
Which one do you want to play?
Play,
And you
just
have
Just You. Just
You.
Yeah.
Oh, spelt with the letter U. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Just
nice.
You.
So, and you have a podcast on the way. People should know that. Stu Beat Champion. Congrats once again.
Oh, is that coming out?
Someday, man. I don't
excited,
know.
Excited, dude.
I'm waiting until... We'll talk about it. So anyway, this is the new one from Chronic Tone. You got a soul beat tape dropping soon.
Chronic Soul.
Chronic Soul. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. What you're listening to in the background is a new one from Chronic Tone. Chronic, tell us what you're doing.
I'm working on a lot of projects, doing a lot of producing. The Rosati EP, 2016s, is almost done. The Cassius the Fifth album is almost done. The Triple R, you'll learn more about that later. Working on some other projects. We got a little EP with SD Knack in the works.
Let's talk about this tape, though.
But hold on. And I got another project coming out too, and it's all the production, right? It's all coming out at the same time. And right now, what I wanted to do is give a beat tape to everybody so they can hear some more of the production before it's a bunch of lyrics all over the bunch of beats. So this one is all it's all soul samples that I took.
Yeah.
And I took some classic samples that other people have flipped a bunch of times. I took some ones that no one has touched, and I did my my Chronic Tone thing on it. You know what I mean?
I like that. I like
hearing that.
So
it's a really good spring going into summer transition feeling musical tape.
That's what's up, man.
So
I like
enjoy
that. I like when people I like when Fab revisited all the old samples and he just had new producers coming back, and like, because you know the same say, it's when you can put a new twist on an old sound, it's always cool.
Yeah,
but when you can dig up your own ones that people haven't found yet, that's even better.
I really love the soul music, man. It's so meaningful, and there's so much there's so many nice arrangements of timbres of instruments,
right.
And there's just like the way they made music back in the 60s and 70s is different from now, and I like to go into that world and recycle it.
Right. I don't personally, soul music, I only get through hip hop. If it's not sampled, I'm not listening to it, so it's cool to hear. Hip hop is kind of what introduced me to that genre.
My anthem isn't sampled.
No, I know,
but I bring soul.
You're a soul brother. Would say soul. Well, anyway, let's focus.
But look out
on
for
Chronic
that project.
Here.
It's called Chronic Soul. It'll be on my SoundCloud in the next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
At Chronic Tone.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Yep. At Chronic Tone. Everywhere.
Boom. Very easy.
Yep.
So, you got mad projects coming out. You got the soul. Chronic Soul.
Mm-hmm. We're blasting off this summer, guys.
Yeah,
everybody's project is so fire. I'm proud of everybody, man, and like now there's so much good work, and there's lots of cross mingling going on. Like, you know, like he's got some new projects going on. He just dropped the Black and White Jesus with Relentless.
Yep.
He's got a new one coming up with.
He is SD Knack.
You know, SD Knack.
Yeah, we are on the radio.
We're doing a lot of cross pollination, like little EPs in the, like, I know you got some things, some EPs coming up, you know what I mean, with different people.
No, not me, though.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of cross pollination going on, and I'm really happy to supply.
I got the alumni Cypher series coming.
I'm really happy to supply the beats to y'all, you know what I'm saying? So anyone wants some.
Yeah, hit up Chronic Tone. He has crazy archives. He's got hard drives on hard drives on hard drives on hard drives.
Hard drives
on
archives on hard drives on archives.
Yes, exactly. Hit him up. All right, Chronic, we talk about most of what you're doing on that. We just got up like a couple months ago, so we're.
That's enough of me.
We're on you. Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to play this SD Knack. We're going to come back, talk with SD, because I don't know much about this dude, to be honest, other than seeing him at events and knowing that he can rash. And man, that was brutal at the rap night the other day. MDOT pulled you up.
Oh, and you just kind of
spazzed and let them know, like, you guys are lucky I didn't actually enter this competition.
Yeah, I didn't want to enter that battle rap competition. These guys are like, come on. I'm like, dude, I don't want to do that, man.
Yeah. What are you going to gain?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, no offense to anybody that was there. Yeah, but even still, man, like, it's like, come on, man. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Man. I felt like it would have been kind of unfair, man, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's real. So we're going to play this joint Time from you, and then we're going to talk about that. SD Knack.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Live
Purpose,
Free or Die.
Man. My
radio.
Is tragic.
Yeah, you could wake up this community.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give these kids some hope. I don't know, maybe the parents are right. I don't understand. What the hell does it take?
Time.
Yeah, well, these kids don't have time.
All right, yo, just listen, man. Yo, milliseconds turn to seconds, seconds turn to minutes, minutes turn to hours, hours to the day remain sour gray. Hands visible, wisdom reflect power, but with that come the acceptance that is crumbling in the tower. Hourglass or rock sands me. I got plans, one day I feed the land, so I stay in motion like the clock hands, yo. I build up before my body turn into gases. I'm gonna see my people with masses learning in classes when all of the devilish men is burnt with a passion and everything that he ever produces turn into ashes. Time furthering passes, I get anxiety attacks, thinking I'm missing action.
Sometimes I lose sleep, trying to grasp the moments, cut my 8 hours down to 4 or 5. I wonder if I lose years in the long run without enough proper rest for my body. Trying to find a less than a party. Bills never stop piling up either. You miss a month's worth for rent and turn to 2 months quick. You better get up on your stay up on your grind. Hope this sink any just thoughts from my mind when I'm thinking about time. Think about time. Don't get lost or miss the time. Sometimes I feel like we're running out of time. Hey yo, it's like yesterday or maybe just a while before the name and the majestic style. I was just a child. Fast forward, faster than I thought adults would tell me. That was something that I never bought. Nah. What's your perception of time? Early memories, the image of youth on my mother's face remains endlessly. But after time, I look at her face. Sometimes I wanna cry, especially since my little brother died. It's like the years don't matter. I barely track time. I'm timeless. Since age 25, the God made knowledge born. I had to concur. I just know that I'm a grown man now. With time passing a blur. A day used to seem like a long time, and then a month or a year. Now it's as if this shit reappeared. You should get all hyped for New Year's and birthdays, but now I'm set. People ask for my age and I forget. Sometimes I wonder where the years went, how my time was spent. Lost moments trying to get bent. What if I walked a different line, blind, or of another kind? It's just thoughts from my mind when I'm thinking about time. When I'm just thinking about time. Can't get lost, I miss the time. Sometimes I feel like I'm running out of time. And yo, my father always used to talk to me about time. How many trillions of years since the universe was created? Solar system divides the sun, moon and stars shine across the sky. Life on the earth and stars aligned. Never paid it much mind. Why? Maybe cause I was blind. But in this digging time, I heed the signs. Millennium is your thought. 80 years here, we live and die. It's like a blink of an eye. Compare the flesh to the you and I verse. This shit is deeper take. 24 hours for the clock to repeat. Now 8 of them hours you gon' use to sleep. 8 hours more work in a 9 to 5, cause you gotta eat. That means 8 hours a day times 365. That's 2,920 hours a year. 233,600 hours a lifetime. That's if you're lucky, cause there's poison up in this country. What type of markets left? To show and prove the value of every breath, the product of your every step. Fine, just let it intertwine and sink in. These just thoughts from my mind when I'm thinking about time. I'm just thinking about time. Don't get lost, I miss the time. Sometimes I feel like I'm running out of time. That's my word.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Bunch of hooligans here. That was SD Knack. That was Time. I want to talk to you in more depth about the concept of time at another time, because I think about it a lot as well. But tell the people real quick where they can hear your music, what music you have out, who you are.
Quick rundown. Well, if you want to know who I am, www.stnag.com, www.tragicallies.com. I'm also on all the social networks. I'm pretty much at STNAC all around the board. I'm on Facebook. I'm on ESTEENACK. Good call, Tone. Again, that's ESTEENACK.com and all the social networks. So come through accordingly. The most recent project that I've released was the Black and White Jesus joint. That's with my man Relentless. Shout out to him. Tragic Allies, Rec Shop Movement family. You know what I mean? So that's the most recent joint. That track Time that that you just played is off the 14 Forms, the Book of STNAC LP, which was an LP that was produced entirely by my man Purpose, Tragic Allies, you know what I'm saying? General Operations there. Shout out to my bro. You know what I mean? Up in the gray skies, constantly working. We're actually working on a new album, too, so keep an eye out on that. Tragic Allies' new joint coming very soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're working on something new. We just got in the lab and started laying down joints. We actually laid down 2 new tracks yesterday. So, the gears is pumping. We're getting together. We've all branched out and done a whole bunch of solo stuff.
You know, now it's time for us to get together and, you know, form like Voltron and drop the Power LP on people. Aside from other small things that we got going around, I got some other things in the work. You know, anybody that got me on the social networks, they know who I work with. And y'all are the ones that are in tune. So if you want to know what's up with me and what I be doing, get with me on the social networks. Same stuff. Snapchat is a good one because I put up a lot of exclusives on the Snapchat. Because, you know, it don't stay there. It's there and then it's gone. Yep. So get with me on the Snapchat. Get with me on the social networks. STNAC.com. Me. Get me on, you know. Just get with me, ESTEENACK.com. Got projects out. I got some new stuff coming soon as well, man. So you already know what time it is.
That's what's up, man.
And I appreciate you having me out here, man.
Absolutely. Guys, that's what we're trying to do, man, is connect the dots, put all the pieces on the table, and let everyone know what's happening.
Yes, sir.
So what we're going to do now, though, we've been talking about rhyming for quite a while, so we're going to get into that real quick because I don't know if we're going to go over how the time's going to work. Next week, we have no guests. So submissions at lfodradio.com.
Wow,
if you're tuned
in what are you doing
right
next
now
week,
and you want to, I'm turning off your mics real quick. We got submissions at lfodradio.com. If you want to get some radio play, FM, definitely do that. And follow us along at lfodradio everywhere except for Twitter, which is at livefreeodradio. We're working on that. Soundcloud.com/lfod. is nuts. You can click our likes, get that playlist. We repost New England hip hop. I think we're going to drop the Ricky Batts interview very soon. And LFODradio.com. We got a dope show coming up on the 16th, too. LFODmusic.com. But right now, we're back with the boys, the men, the masters, and we're going to do some rhyming. Now,
yeah.
First, I want to do one of these chronic tone instrumentals. You sent me 3 chronic. Which one do you want to do?
This is going to be so much fun.
These guys have too much fun rapping.
Let's have fun.
Throw on the I Shall Explain one.
I Shall Explain. So here's what we're going to do. I'm not a DJ, so we're going to rock them.
Enjoy it.
The transitions, I can't promise they're going to be beautiful, but we're just going to do a bunch of... These are all going to be different styles. We got this one. We got a request from Priscilla, who couldn't be here tonight, but she wanted to hear you guys on this one joint. It'll be the second one, and then I heard you guys can get down. A lot of people have this improper opinion that cypherers and stuff can only do the boom bap, so we're gonna switch it up a little bit and show
we
you
rock
guys
more than primo beats.
How you get down, right? Because there's that thing, like, you saw that video going around with Uzi Vert, and he was on, and they're trying to get him to rap on them, and it's like, this is the old stuff. We don't do that anymore. So we gotta, we gotta let everyone
know
that.
You watch that whole video.
That real hip hop is about ripping,
yo.
Regardless of the beat,
if you are ill artist, you can adapt, man.
Right.
Like Waters.
Real cypher kings.
Be like Water.
Can rhyme to any
rhythm. I'm getting
scared. You know what I'm saying?
Be like, yeah, like Bruce said.
The wolf.
Be like Water. So this is chronic tone.
Like a wolf and water.
The next couple instrumentals are not gonna be him, but you will rap on them just as well. We got Cypher Kingdom. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. Do your thing, boys. We got 8 minutes.
Yo, step into my Cypher Kingdom, won't you? Yo, driving in your car, said step into my Cypher Kingdom, won't you?
Won't
yo, wherever you are, yo, step into my Cypher Kingdom, won't you?
Cypher.
Yo, driving in your car, said step into my Cypher Kingdom, won't you?
Yo,
yo, wherever you are.
Yo, bounces back and forth to my man Shetty, to my man Chronic Tone, cats rapping deadly. Yeah, so my mic is too loud, heavy. All up in the headphones, son. These infrared poems.
Let me get a little hot now.
This is how I wreck the spot now.
And we gonna cook it up like pasta pots now.
Doing it together.
This is how whatever.
And we rap right.
And we do it every.
And we keep it tight.
And we do it cleverly.
Cypher all night.
You know that we heavenly.
Cypher all day.
Rep and wreck shop.
This is how we come.
And we move it now.
What you get, hot.
Y'all look like stupid clowns.
Move around.
Don't crash.
Got a Rubik's Cube.
Don't snap the glass.
Don't be stupid, dude.
Please.
I'm about to rash with
all
ease.
The time.
More rhymes.
More combining.
Chorus high.
More of the shining.
Mmm, tasty.
Get with Uncle Sam.
No way you can replace him.
No way you could waste me.
Seti, General Wolf.
This is how I get it, son.
and we scoffed.
In your headphones one time, I will get you. Hit you with some stuff you don't think is the issue.
Now I'ma come through and just dismiss you. These cats get ridiculed, whoa, I will split you.
Grab the mic in the cypher like snipers and poisonous vipers when we hit you like lycus.
And drive my Solara into your Range Rover. Tear mics to bits, flipping the stage over.
And now we keep it bouncing out.
All the time.
All the time you wanna get it.
We're Raw Rhymes.
LFOD.
This is what we do now.
Bounce it back and forth, son.
Never do it for free.
Call me Seti Zoo now.
Every time I be ripping it.
Dropping mad knowledge gems.
91.5.
This is on the radio.
Boston, Mass.
You know we get live.
Get lost in your.
Yo, I got to laugh, cause these cats are counting the cash before they earn it. Leave them turning their head backwards. Big explosive style behind burning.
Hey, yo, we slap herbs. Expensive styles behind burning. We spoke the words, son, I hope you're learning.
Fat herbs, smoking up, getting lifted like the wingspan of birds. We still roast with nerds.
Freestyle, and that's the way I get you. Your whole family's gonna miss you when I diss you.
And every time that I spit a rhyme, you gon' be like, damn, I'm forgetting mines.
And the letters are capitalized. You didn't understand that means your mind's asinine.
Yo, and that's the way we do it quick.
Every time we come through,
roll a spliff.
Rip, rippity rip.
Ripping and I rap it.
Hip, hippity hop.
Chicks getting knackered.
Word, son, check the package.
ESD knacked it.
Real passion.
And the glass, I cracked it.
Smacked it.
Who wanna be testing?
This is the best flow.
Yes, I got that crack stick.
You be getting dressed in?
Cats getting blasted.
Making beats now.
With a fashion.
Yo, step into the Cypher Kingdom.
Alright, so by request, we got this one. This one's real long. I'm gonna have to cut you guys off in the middle, so I'll try to do it as politely as possible. This is for Priscilla.
Yo, can you do it as rudely as possible?
Do you want me to?
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't want to interrupt the magic, but she said she had to hear you on this beat. Now it's gonna, we're going to slow it down a little bit, but I know y'all have something.
Wow. Nice.
I got everything.
Yo, this is all freestyle, baby. So you people out there in your whips listening, maybe on your black porch having a quick sip. Yo, this is all freestyle right now. And this is how the Cypher Kingdom get down.
Why you rolling on a spliff? Why you try to get lift? These be the cats with the presence and the gift. Y'all cats know we be now. Ever gon' renege off the things that we do. Son, do we remaining true? So why we keep it hotter than the grill barbecue? Nah, son, I'm not staring at you. Peace to my peoples in the cypher. Word, son, we the cats that make it hyper. I'm whispering cause my voice loud up in the mic. This is the type of cat I represent and do it right. Hey, yo, son.
And for my buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. Italianos, they're cooking up the pasta. And we be Cypher Kingdom with the throne now. Made of gold and you wanna take a ride home now. Now you wanna explode and blow clouds. Up to the sky when you pray into them every shroud. We're coming down, sorta like rain clouds. Thunderous sounds all around your whole town.
And I'ma spit every rhyme until the last one. Yo, they say this life is a fast one. And I just wanna grab mics, rip it, spread love, and try to have fun.
I just wanna grab mics and do this hip hop thing. This is how I represent, son. We are not kings, yeah, right. That's the thing that you say. But we is a Cypher Kingdom cast with the rap rhyme display. And I'ma keep ripping it, most definite. Cats, put your head in it. This is how I represent off top. Most of you on blocks. Not trying to kick a cuss word, cause it get hot.
And we bring it from the heart. The Cypher Kingdom always on, puts the displays of art. It's like exhibits of fine wine and cheese. You catch this fine rhyme in disease. It's so contagious. We're the bravest, the smartest. We do it regardless. And we always pass the mic to the left. That means we gon' be rapping rhythms to the death.
Yo, welcome to the Cypher Kingdom.
In the kingdom.
Oh, we gonna trap it out?
Listen, man, let's tell them about diversity, versatility in the universe.
We gotta do some 2016 beats.
Yo, I'm ready to trap.
Sound like some trap. Okay, yo, I'm gonna just step back so the mic will. Okay, good bass. Good bass.
Yep. Here we go.
Nah, because a lot of cats be thinking, you know, like, yo, this trap, man, ain't trap. That's bounce beat, double time. Yeah, this is some real bass.
Bounce it.
go ahead.
Bounce it,
go ahead.
Bounce it,
go ahead.
Yo, I'm bouncing it back, bouncing it up. You don't wanna mess with me, ouncing it up. Y'all know me, I'll pounce on you quick. Cause I'll be like a cat on this rip, on this tip. And I grab microphones and I just bounce it back. Yeah, me and SD know what I gotta do to get myself home. Cause I gotta find my space, find my place, find my face, define my name, define my race. SCTI, out of my place.
Is that sticker I can't rap? Reach in your pocket to please get your hands back.
Back.
I find your girl and I run up the Amtrak.
Send her the Amtrak.
I be the cat that the mind is big and how I expand that. I be the mind, the mental, the major, the kid with the flavor.
Yeah.
You be talking that stupid, itching my ear, do me favors.
Favor.
Please don't talk to me, son. I practice my archery, son.
Yeah.
And if you want me to go,
yeah,
then I can reach for my gun.
Oh my God.
And we can blast and run.
Blast and
catch
run.
Catch his ass for none.
Hey, ask him for none.
I be the cat that be smoking herb. Yeah, and I pass him some.
Give it back.
We broke up on your hover in the house and blast you on like the French.
Yeah.
This is what
yeah
we do when I'm fixing that car when I'm using that wrench. Sitting on the bench, do it like I never played ball before. Do it like I never scored before. Do it like an Uncle Trucker be coming around the LFOD and I straight open that door. Wham! And I come in with a score. Sort of like a big ass eagle eye saw. Going off the cliff when I jump. Don't when I hit that pump. Reebok pump it up and then dump.